Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
Most entrepreneurs give a solution to a problem, but the real challenge is in convincing others that your solution is worth supporting. The Pitch Your Business competition aims to teach the vital basics of entrepreneurship and reward your ability to pitch effectively. Registrations for the competition are open until June 1st at midnight. If you are 18 years or older, have a business concept or a business you want to level up, then this competition is for you. Today, Dr. Leonie Greiling, Senior Manager of Enterprise Development at Northwest University Vanderbijl Park, and Dr. Johan Landsberg, Manager of the Enterprise Development Center at Northwest University Vanderbijl Park, joins us in studio. They're here to provide us with some insight about the Pitch Your Business competition. So for listeners that are hearing about Pitch Your Business for the first time, which would be surprising, right? If you're into entrepreneurship, you listen to Radio Pulpit or I Am Youth, you should by now have some idea of what Pitch Your Business is. But we're going to have Leonie just, can you explain what the Pitch Your Business is and who it's designed for?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the Pitch Your Business competition, that is an entrepreneurial development initiative that the Northwest University, together with its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, IM Youth and Radio Pulpit, are collaborating on to offer to entrepreneurs. So what we are doing is the competition provides participants with a structured process to get some training, to get exposure, and also development opportunities to support the growth of their businesses and so on. The competition is now in its fourth year already, so we've gone through the hoops a little bit. And what we have found is that entrepreneurs from across South Africa and the African continent actually participates. So it's open to all African entrepreneurs.
Fantastic. That's very, very exciting. I think also understanding what the job market looks like in the African landscape. And I think that also is a good segue to the question for you, Johan. Like, why do you think it's crucial right now for us to focus on cultivating entrepreneurship, specifically within South Africa and also Africa abroad?
Yes, I think our biggest challenge is unemployment, and it is not just in South Africa. There is also unemployment in other African countries. Challenge number two is the large corporates are shedding jobs. They are not creating jobs. So that's contributing to the unemployment problem. So we see entrepreneurship as a way to empower people so that they can create jobs for themselves, but also for other people.
Yeah. So having been part of the competition myself, one of my favorite things to do when I tell people about the competition is just take them through the different phases. Like what phase one, this is what happens. Phase two, this is what happens. But of course, you guys can get a bit more technical about that. So Leonie, can you please tell us, especially the competition is going to officially be starting in June. And obviously, this is after the registration would have closed on the 1st. So starting from June all the way up to October 2026, which leads us to the finale event. Can you walk us through the different phases of the competition?
Okay, so we have a structured three-phase approach. So the first thing that we do after our participants have registered for the competition, we will share details with them for online training. So all of the training and so on happens online via videos and podcasts and so on. So the first phase is we have a look at their business concept to understand, you know, what is the potential of this business in terms of commercial viability and so on. Participants then have to submit a business concept to us. There's an evaluation phase, and then we trim down our participants to our top 30. Then we move on to our second phase. The second phase is having a look at their business models. So in this phase, they get some business model canvas training. They then tweak their own business models. They submit a completed business model canvas to us. Again, gets evaluated. We trim that then down to our top 20. And then our final phase is where we select our finalists. And for that, we give them some business pitch training. They then have to submit a recorded video business pitch to us, which again is evaluated. And from that, we then select our top six finalists, who then go ahead to pitch in front of a panel of judges to determine our ultimate winner.
Fam, that's it from myself for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's give it a name and call it a day. We'll catch up again next week, Monday from 4 till 6 o'clock. Like I said, leaving you with the young ones. I Am Youth. It is taking over from 6 o'clock. That's it from myself. Let's give it a name, call it a day. God bless.
Your daily spiritual nourishment.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.